15% of the state schools that offer agricultural classes are considering cuts to their ag programs. Based on education funding cuts expected in the state's next two-year budget, the groups signed onto the letter are asking to meet with lawmakers to talk about the future of ag education in the state, even if the cuts go through. Joan Baer is the spokeswoman for Foremost Farms, a cooperative that has member farms in Wisconsin and five other states. Baer says ag education is vital to the future because there are big ag issues down the road.
You know, the world population today is about 6 billion people. And by 2050, in 40 years, that population is going to grow to 9 billion. The demand for food worldwide is going to double.
John Mansky is the executive director of government relations with the Cooperative Network, an ag advocacy group with members in Wisconsin and Minnesota. He says it's not clear what school districts are going to do once the final budget is passed, but he says it won't be the last word on the subject.
Stakeholders need to come together and talk about plans to make sure that ag education continues to exist and, in fact, hopefully even flourish and strengthen.
One school district, Alma Center, has dropped its ag program completely. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.